Good afternoon and welcome to Sage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul. Steve Hunt is not with us today, but my guests are Vanessa Warner, who's the director of the Valley Performing Arts production of Death Trap, and she's accompanied by Tammy Parker, who's the PR director for Valley Performing Arts. Welcome, both of you.
Thank you.
And what would you like to tell me, Vanessa, about this play?
Oh, wow. I don't know that I could sum it up in a short period of time. How long is the program again? Death Trap itself is a thriller that ran on Broadway initially, broke all kinds of records on Broadway for its length of time and the content of the show itself. So when it was brought to me last year, I jumped at the chance to direct it. It's a fantastic thriller. It's very funny. It's kind of dark. Definitely for mature audiences, but it's a really great show.
Funny in a dark sort of way.
Very sarcastic, very dry. Our lead character is Sidney Brule. He is a playwright who had a string of successes and then fell on really hard times and was brought a new and exciting play by a young playwright named Clifford Anderson. And when he receives it in the mail, he is asked for some ideas and he thinks maybe he'll take the play for himself. And I can't tell you much more than that.
And Tammy, you're publicizing this play, and you had something you'd like to read to us about it. Would you like to read it?
Yes, I most certainly would. First of all, Jean, I would like to say a very special thank you for allowing us this opportunity to be here. We most certainly appreciate that, and the support of KSKA for the arts. Locally, VPA, as you know, has been in existence for 37 years. They have done some wonderful plays in the past, and this is truly a terrific play. The visionary talent of Vanessa bringing this forward is a joy to behold. I am having a wonderful time in promoting it. This received several endorsements with its popularity and its success being on Broadway. I would like to quote. This quote comes from the New York Post, and it says, "It is a classic thriller, a genre with a style, a manner, and an audience of its own. If you like thrillers, do see it. I promise you, it's vintage." And I uphold that. It is true. It is vintage, it is a classic, and it is a wonderful night out.
Excellent. Let me add that, because I don't think any of us have said it yet, that this that Valley Performing Arts is in Wasilla.
Correct.
That it is.
Mm-hmm.
And as a director of this play, what was your greatest challenge?
Wow, that's a long list as well. This was a lot more challenging than I frankly expected it to be. I have a theater background in college and did some directing and some stage work in college, but this is the first time I've directed in a community theater setting. So that was, it was an interesting beginning. My biggest challenge would, finding the right people. When you look at the people that are standing on the stage, they're standing on the shoulders of at least 5 or 10 crew members, public relations people, directors, writers, executive directors, artistic directors. They're just standing on the shoulders of a ton of amazing people. And especially in this production, I was lucky enough to find a fantastic crew and an amazing cast. And without them, the show wouldn't be what it is.
That's always the greatest, the hardest part is casting.
The casting. Mm-hmm. And it definitely was in this case. It's always a little challenging in community theater, especially in the Valley, for men to show up. And I have a male-heavy cast. There's only five people, but there's three men. So when we went through auditions, I had lots of women show up. And then I had to go hunting and finding the right guys. And I sure did.
Sometimes you can change the gender of a character, minor character, but not so much
in this one.
And, you know, you would just have to come and see it to understand. And I support completely what you just said, Vanessa, in the fact that to see the talent up on stage, it is a joy to behold. There are some wonderful actors, actresses, some newer, some with a long history. And it is just a wonderful example of their own art.
I used to go out to see plays at the Valley at Wasilla quite often. Unfortunately, at that time I was traveling out back and forth to the to the Valley a lot, but I don't do that as much anymore, so I haven't seen a play out there for a long time. But the plays I have seen out there, some of them have been terrific.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I initially was given this, I was just today, given this opportunity when I was doing the hair and makeup for our production of The Wizard of Oz mm-hmm. last year. So being involved in that production was life-changing, to say the very least. It was huge.
Being involved in theater anywhere.
Absolutely.
Is a life-changing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And it's kind of seductive.
It certainly
is. That's a very good word. And actually, you know, just to make a minor correction here, I am not the marketing director for VPA. However, I am a marketing director for a physical therapy company. But each play, the director has the opportunity to choose who they would like as their PR person. So Vanessa did choose me last year. I was under the mentorship of Lee Schlake, mm-hmm. who came on doing PR for 12 Angry Jurors. Mm-hmm. And so basically, I am fairly new to the theater, mm-hmm. but it's called The Vortex, and it has sucked me in, and
absolutely.
I absolutely love being a part of it. Furthermore, I'm doing some ushering, have worked concessions, but my greatest joy has actually been in working with the directors, and I will plug the fact that I'm going to be additionally working PR for Beverly Hillbillies.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk, here with my guest Tammy Parker and Vanessa Warner, who are talking about Valley Performing Arts production of Death Trap, which is going on as we speak. It's been playing for 1 week and has two or three more to go. How many more?
We have three more. We close on November 4th, which is Sunday. And I should note that our last show sold out, and this one is selling fast, too. Just keep
Good.
That in mind. It's a great thing. Hey, I'm not complaining. But if you're going to get a ticket, you have to do it fairly quickly.
Mm-hmm. Well, how much can you tell me about this play?
Well, I can tell you where I started. Older playwright, mm-hmm. down on his luck, gets a new play from a young playwright and begins to think that maybe he should take it for himself and do away with our young playwright. Mm. Yeah. And his wife, initially, Sydney's Brule's wife, tries to talk him out of it. Her name is Myra. She's kind of a nervous, crazy lady. But... Well, I can't tell you much more than that.
No, that's fine. One doesn't want to know.
You don't want to know all the twists and turns, unfortunately. Let's say they collaborate in mm-hmm. more ways than one.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would like to interject that we also have a wonderful actress who plays a psychic in this.
Indeed.
Oh, yes. And she comes in with a great accent. She's crazy.
Ridiculous accent.
Yes, ridiculous accent. Her clothing is, of itself, very unique, and she just brings a flavor to it, which is a lot of fun. Like Vanessa said earlier, it is laced with humor. It is a thriller. You're going to enjoy the twists, the directions, the different directions. It will surprise you, and it is just enjoyable.
The executive director, I'm sorry, the artistic director of the VPA is a man named Larry Botchin, and he's the one that sets out the scripts a couple years ahead of time. Right now, he's working on getting the schedule set for next season and the season following. And he brought Death Trap to me. So he's read it. He's studied it very well and decided it was something he wanted the VPA to do. And when he sat in the front row last Saturday night, I believe. Yeah, last Saturday night. When one of our twists happened, he jumped out of his chair. He said, "Man, I knew it was coming. I read it. I knew it was coming, and you still scared me to death." So that was fun.
And well, that's good.
I love standing backstage, watching the monitor and seeing the people's faces and hearing them. That's
also, Vanessa, I think it would be great if you could speak to the fact of how you first came to know about this play.
Oh, gracious.
How old were you?
13.
Yeah,
I was
exactly.
13 the very first time. This... play was actually made into a movie in 1982 starring Michael Caine and Christopher Reeve. And it was made into a movie based upon the play. In the play itself, Sidney Brule is talking to his wife and he's stating how fantastic this new play is from this young playwright. He said it could easily be turned into a movie starring George C. Scott or Michael Caine. And his wife says, "Oh, I love him." Well, Michael Caine read the script and said, I'll do it. Sure. So they made it into a movie with Christopher Reeve and Michael Caine. That was the first time I actually saw it. And then I saw it again on the stage the way it was originally intended to be. And I fell in love with it. So when Larry asked me to do it, absolutely. No problem. First thing I did was call my mom. You're never going to guess what I'm going to get to direct.
But, you know, a play is only as good as the director and her vision for it. So, yeah, I've got to plug you, Vanessa. Her visionary talent, it just far exceeds what I would have known. This is her first play that she has directed and
from
VPA. Thank you very much. And has done a fabulous job.
You've done some work elsewhere.
Yeah, a little bit here there. Yeah. I'll told you, I'll pay you later.
And do you have anybody that I'm familiar that our audience would be familiar with playing these five parts?
I believe so. Our lead character, Sidney Brule, is played by a man named Tom Jacobs. He's got a long history with the VPA mm-hmm. and with Anchorage Theater. Mm-hmm. Fantastic actor. Mm-hmm. Our young Clifford Anderson is played by a man named Matt Jensen. He's only been in one other show mm-hmm. in his life. He's fantastic. And then our crazy, kooky psychic is played by Deb Blanchard. She was also with Matt in the one show that he's ever been in. And we have Porter Milgram, who is played by Phil Vincent. He's been in a lot of VPA productions, a whole lot. Mm-hmm. The first show I saw him in, he played a character named Piney. And to me, every time I see him, I call him Piney in my head. So I've had to catch myself a couple of times. And then our last character is played by Yvonne Oliver.
Now, I should add also that Tom Jacobs, his repertoire is 100 different shows that he has mm-hmm. been in.
He's very familiar to me, and I'm sure to the audience. Too.
Yeah, and he brought a lot mm-hmm. of character in for this role that he's playing. Yvonne, additionally, she has been in many, many different plays herself and has a wonderful way that she portrays her character as the nervous type, as Vanessa said.
Well, I'm very glad to have had you here. And we're going to run out of time because we have to do the calendar. And I want to thank you for coming, Tammy Parker, mm-hmm. and who's the PR director for this play.
Correct.
And Vanessa Warner, who's the director of the play itself.
Yes, ma'am.
It's Valley Performing Arts production of Death Trap. And thank you very much for coming, but please stay and help me with the calendar.
We'd be delighted.
Love to.
And now, here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to Datebook 49 on alaskapublic.org. The Alaska Theater of Youth will be auditioning next week for their Christmas productions of A Christmas Carol and The Best Christmas Ever. The auditions are next Tuesday and Wednesday from 5:30 to 8:30 at the ATY Rehearsal Hall at 610 West Fireweed. For information, call 338-4901 or go to admin@alaskatheaterofyouth.org.
The Alaska Theater of Youth is offering The Little Mermaid again this weekend, tonight and tomorrow at 7 and tomorrow at 2 at the Sidney Lawrence Theater at the Performing Arts Center. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
Anchorage Community Theater's production of On Golden Pond runs through October 28th, with performances on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings at 7 and Sunday at 3. Tickets are available at actalaska.org or call 868-4913.
At Cyrano's Red Hot Patriot, The Kick-Ass Wit of Molly Ivins is in its last weekend. I saw this play. It's very funny. A one-woman show by Elizabeth Ware. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 3. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
UAA's theater presentation of Hot and Throbbing, a play for adults only by Paula Vogel, is also in its last weekend. Performances are Fridays and Saturdays at 8 and Sundays at 3 through October 21st. For tickets and information, call 786-4849.
In Eagle River, at the Alaska Academy of Fine Arts, Pride and Prejudice runs through tomorrow, October 20th, with performances Friday and Saturday at 7. For information, call 694-8909 or go to akfinearts.org.
Up in Wasilla Valley Performing Arts presents Death Trap, running through November 4th. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 2. For tickets and information, call 373-0195 or go to valleyperformingarts, all one word, .org. Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.